we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Yes. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Boy, this year, where did it go? AdamantBeliever.com/abadspirit.pdf. You should like everybody in here. Amen. Everybody. Everybody. Now, y'all may have differences. Differences of opinion, differences of feeling. They may wear it like you wouldn't, and you may wear it like they wouldn't. They may cook it the way you would cook it, and they may not. Whatever. Or you may just, that's not your personality type, and so you can't get real close with a person like that because y'all clash. I understand all of that. But pettiness, we not doing. Hatred, we not doing. Interference, we not doing. You got a track record of running folks out of this church? Everybody you've been friends with left. We're not doing that. Look at somebody and say, we're not doing that. That's unnecessary. The devil's already going to do that. Look at somebody and say, don't help him. Don't help him. Help Jesus. Can you help? Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. He's all right. Have you tried my Jesus? He's all right. You know, I wonder why folks would just sing a song where they say the same thing over and over. Man, they trying to keep stuff out of there. Quit trying the devil. Have you tried Jesus? Yeah, keep the devil. Will you stop having a bad spirit? Looking for the bad in people. Think, you know, I did a message years ago before I even was pastoring. I did this message back when I was doing the KHVN radio station. Oh, yeah, Carmina, you old. Way back. Because you was playing them, so. But I did a message called, You See What You Are. And I talked about how you begin to think people are like you. And so if you sitting around talking about folks, you think other people are talking about you. But everybody don't have a bad spirit. Especially not in the church. AdamantBeliever.com/abadspirit.pdf. See? That's somebody in the spirit realm. That's what I see from up here. That's what I see. I still hug you though, even though your neck, something going on with the neck, but I hug you. I don't know how you holding that head up, but hey. Just bitter. It's nobody's fault. Listen, you can't take out what happened to you on other folks. That wouldn't be fair, would it, Jay? And thank God for the youth function that y'all had. Had a lot of youth seemed to have fun. Y'all turned out good. Amen. Thank God. I went in there and I hardly didn't recognize none of the youth. I said, okay, this is a whole new crop. But thank God for that. Amen. But anyway, let's get back to this neck. She got a bad attitude. Just bad. And gonna take it out on everybody. Everybody. When we are disappointed in ourselves and our life choices, we become argumentative and filled with scorn. Listen. Yeah, it may not have turned out the way you wrote it down. And it may not have turned out the way you expected. But you got to stay grateful and thankful for the way it did turn out. If you in here, it turned out real good. Because you here, you have an opportunity to change. history. But if you don't watch it, you'll become bitter because you're looking at other people and then comparing yourself to them, and you don't like how things turned out. And if you keep thinking on that, then you'll start trying to find somebody. This is the way the human mind works. Somebody to blame. If my mama had done it, if my dad had been there, you'll start looking, and then now you're pointing fingers, now you're putting blame on somebody, so now you're argumentative, filled with scorn. This causes us to lash out against others and attack people in order to make them feel like we do. Proverbs 22:10, cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Amen? And strife and reproach shall cease. So cast the scorner out. Now that's not, we're not throwing a person out. We're going to cast the bad spirit out. It's impossible to hate our existence and love others. Did you know that? If you look down on yourself, you tear yourself down, you hate where you are and what you, oh, my life is just, how you going to treat anybody right? What you going to use? Though we may feel, and you know, when you turn yourself down and stuff like that, that's selfishness. You're thinking about yourself too much. Then you can't focus on anybody else. Though we may feel we love others deep within, our outward actions will always cause strife and contention with others. Now, this message is a self-examination message. So don't be amening too much. Don't be clapping too much. Okay? Listen to this and see if it applies in any way. Amen? Amen. Disappointed in oneself always manifests in an ill temperament toward loved ones. My husband just ain't happy. Listen to even the way you're saying it. My husband just ain't happy. Why you talk like that? I talked about that Wednesday night. I mean, even praying to God, man, you got to be a lady. So you got to talk like a lady. Sugar and spice. No, sweetness. Our world is robbing our women of that. They don't want you like that. They don't want you to have a sweet temperament. They want you witchy. And when somebody cross you, what? Ew. That's not ladylike. Hey, man, I don't care. I don't care if you grew up in the ratchetest conditions. You're supposed to be a lady. Your man don't like that, I promise. I say it. Let me say it. I will say it for him. But they want to rustle and tussle for results in their house. That's not submissive. Amen. Amen. And man, let me tell the flip side. You don't lead by saying whatever you want to do all the time. See? That's okay. No, you got to say what you want to do sometimes. You got to communicate. I'm telling you, our world, I'm telling you, they have played us. They want the man just sitting on the computer scrolling, wishing he could say something. And then they want the woman saying everything, wishing somebody would shut her up. Yeah. Just conflict. Man, a sweet answer will go way further. A stern decision. I'm preaching. That's okay. You know, amen. Folk don't like this kind of message. But this is, man, I'm not, don't you let the internet change you into a cyborg. You're a man with feelings, a woman with feelings. Y'all are, we're humans. So we need to function the way God created us to function. Disappointment in oneself always manifests in ill temperament toward loved ones. You're going to go through a period where you feel like you married the wrong person. Look, see, everybody's like, oh, I know how to be like. Yes, you. Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, no, what did I do? That's just life. You're going to disagree and you're going to be like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yeah, but then you think about it and say, oh, I was just upset. So I can't make no decision because I was upset. I got to deal with my temperament so that I'll know how. I got to deal with my temperament. I got to fix how I'm thinking and feeling. Amen. God forbid you divorce and marry somebody else and you still there. You still in it. It's happening again. Now what? Now what's wrong now? You're still there. It's still you. That's what's wrong. Won't you just fix you? That's okay. Some folk too saved for this kind of message. Amen. And single, same thing. You got to deal with your temperament while you're single if you want somebody to want you. Oh, boy. You want to be wanted? Folk, there's folks walking around mad at me because they think I didn't hook them up with somebody. Nobody wants you. It's impossible. I can't. It's not my fault. You ain't gonna blame that on me. There's a whole mall full of people. Go walk in there. Amen. Man, this is just some stuff you ain't blaming me for. I don't receive the blame. I cast it back. Disappointment in oneself always manifests as an ill temperament toward loved ones. Proverbs 15, it's the people that's close to you that you take it out on. Proverbs 15 and 12, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A scorner. If you're a scorner, you don't love this sermon I'm preaching right now. You don't love me at all. If you're a scorner, if scorn is in your heart, you think I did something purposely against you. But all you got to do is look at what you did. It's your fault. It's yours. That's your fault. Amen. When we do not reach our own standards that we set for ourselves, then we got to make the standards for others impossible to reach. In other words, self-hatred will birth disdain for the accomplishments of others and will cause us to deem them mediocre or not exceptional. You know, if somebody can do something exceptional, I don't have a problem telling them that and praising them for that and lifting them up for that, because that don't overshadow who I feel I am. Amen. Not that I'm comparing myself to anybody, but I don't have a problem giving somebody everything they deserve. But when you're disappointed in yourself, you have a problem really complimenting people and being happy when they do well. That's a bad spirit. It's a bad. The devil started this behavior in heaven by measuring himself to God and believing that he was just as good as him. Y'all heard him say it, Isaiah 14. He started believing his own mind, thoughts. I can be like the Most High. How can you be like your creator? How can you think that and not know that he know you thinking that? Like, dude, what? He was kicked out because of it, and he will, and we will not make it in if we believe we are better than others. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. And I know you might be saying, I don't think I'm better than anybody. But when you dog somebody out, talk down on people, you do think you're better. That's why you're doing it. If you didn't think you were better, you'd be afraid to put your mouth on folks because you'd be looking at, hey, where I was and what I did. Oh, I ain't got the right to talk about nobody. That's okay. When this message is over, I'm going to know that I preach, Jeff. I don't care. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, they stupid. Why are you doing that? We all need Jesus. Okay, we're going to go through these things. I got this message organized just a little different. Galatians 5 and 15 says, but if you are given to fighting with one another, take care that you are not the cause of destruction one to another. Be careful that you aren't so angry or so scornful at a situation that you don't cause somebody else to lose faith. Everybody can't handle the way you talk about people. Everybody wasn't raised in a house where all they do is sit around and jaw. So you go to talk and you might end their walk. Amen. Amen. I know you're getting a whooping. Somebody is. But it said, this is scripture. It'd be different if I was up here telling you, you know how I feel. I'm reading scripture. And this scripture said, be careful that you're not the cause of destruction one to another. Amen. That's the word. Look, somebody said, that's the word of God. Bad spirits. I'm calling out bad spirits today. Is that all right? First bad spirit, scorner. The scorner. A person who expresses contempt or disdain for someone or something. Your prayer should be, Lord, anything I'm feeling against this person, that person, I need you to take that away. And you know how he's going to take it away? He's not going to take them away. You know, we don't pray to God, take folks away that are believers. No, when you pray that God show you yourself and ask him, say, Lord, get this, remove this. You know what he's going to do? He's going to show you you. And God is going to say, that's your fault. You feel like that about that person because of what you did. Because if it wasn't your fault, you could get past it. We don't just sit around and can't get past stuff that folks do. No, it latches on to something. Something is making it stick. That's not right. A scornful person usually feels that life has not been fair to them. They had set high goals for themselves, big dreams. But when they aren't reached, their scorn makes them desire to see others fail at their goals to level the playing field. They plant seeds of contention to disrupt harmony and peace because their own inner peace is unsettled. We call that a messy person. Just gonna bring it to 2015. That's messy. Proverbs 17:5, he that is glad at calamities shall not be what? Basically, if you are glad at calamities, you always in them. Can I keep going? Somebody, this don't feel like a Sunday morning message. It does to me. Because I got to deal with the Sunday morning mess. You don't think I see it? I see it. I see it playing out. So let's just fix it. Bad spirit, contempt. Contempt is a bad spirit. The feeling that a person or a thing is beneath consideration, worthless, or deserving scorn. Disregard for something that should be taken into account. That's contempt, beneath consideration. This person is beneath me. Or they are worthless. Good. That means good for nothing. Now, if we all are bearing God's gifts, talents, and abilities, then every one of us in here is good for something. We're all good for something. So we don't discount people because we're angry at them. But carrying contempt will make you. Can I keep preaching? Amen. A contemptuous person usually exploits the flaws and errors in others. They search for ways to lower or look down on others. Whatever discussion is taking place becomes an avenue to pull someone down based on their feelings. They will even go against their own true beliefs to disagree with others for the sake of argument. Amen. They will. That's contempt. Proverbs 18:3 says, when the evildoer comes, a low opinion comes with him. And with the loss of honor comes shame. Y'all still with me? Another bad spirit. And I'm calling out these bad spirits so you'll know how not to be. Amen. Somebody ought to be praying under their breath, Lord, get it off me. Disdain. That just sounds bad. That's the feeling that someone or something is unworthy of one's consideration or respect. They don't deserve my respect. I mean, I go to the church, but, you know, he the pastor, but. He ain't getting my respect. Why are you here? All the fishing holes are open on Sunday morning. You catch the biggest fish. Man, I know she the first lady, but I like him now. I don't like her. How? And the real question is, why? What did she do? She made me change my seat. Well, your hat was blocking four rows behind you. Could nobody see. But there was a reason. There's a reason. And you know, people that come to church for church, they don't care like that. They move me. And PJs, everybody lift their hands and let's give God some praise. Okay, so you're not going to praise God because of a seat? God seat. God seat. How big is God? And these old jive chairs, I need to be, I'm working on my seat up in heaven. I'm working on my seat on the heavenly charter. I want to ride the mighty high. I was going to say that, but they're all too young. Nobody know what that is. But yeah, I'm looking for my road to glory. My seat on the heavenly bus. Is it a bus, train? What is it? Whatever's going. Amen. That's the seat I'm wearing. These chairs? Are we really going to let something petty stop? You don't praise God because you're angry about something earthly. So you're not reaching into the heavenlies because of something. Is it that easy? That's disdain. It's hard for a person that has let themselves down to truly follow the lead of a confident person. My wife's confident. So if you're not confident and you've let yourself down and you feel in a way, then you're going to misinterpret her actions as a get you when she's really treating everybody the same. Yeah, you'll just have that perspective because of how you feel about yourself. Without self-confidence, a man will usually idolize men with a lower standard. In order to look good, they must lower standards. Their arguments aren't based on good logic, but mostly opinion-driven. That's a person with disdain. Scripture tells us, 18:2 of Proverbs, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. But we had to move you because we don't have enough chairs right here on this row this Sunday. We had to move a chair out the way. I need my seat. Okay. So there's your seat's not there. But I need my seat. You're reasoning with a devil. And there's no reason with the devil. There's no way. This scripture is telling you. They don't want to know understanding. They can't understand it. They just want to express their opinion. I can imagine there had to be some angels in heaven that went up to Lucifer and said, hey, man, you about to mess up, dude. Like, you about to mess up. I want to be like the Most High. But dude, like, he's God. He made everything. You can't be like him. I will be. He had disdain for God. So reason didn't make sense. Bad spirits, strife. Amen. Angry or bitter disagreement over fundamental issues. Stuff that don't matter. You actually got mad over an argument of something that don't matter. A scorned person will always cause strife because they feel they did not get what they wanted or that life was unfair to them. They will always conjure up strife in situations where there is unity or a common peace. People that cause strife usually feel that they are bringing a balance by playing the devil's advocate. I have to tell folk, I have to tell brother, don't play the devil's advocate. Why not? Because you're the devil's advocate. I'm not being the devil's advocate. I'm not doing anything with, I'm not eating deviled ham. I don't eat at Torchy's. Look at somebody. Well, I do. Those just little baby devils on the door. They little bitty ones. Me and Jonathan, I don't eat there. I don't. Ask my wife. I said, we go to Torchy's. Okay. Y'all enjoy. It's too many devils. I'm not eating around the devil like that. That's me. I don't want to see. One of them might move. When we came in, his tail was on the other side. That's over here. I know I'm extreme. Hey, let me be me. I ain't eating in there. Amen. I just don't do the devil like that. Some stuff I just can't do. For certain video games, I can't play that. Amen. I can't play a horror video game. Amen. That's all right. You got your line. Your limits. I have mine. But I ain't playing the devil's advocate because his name is in that. Amen. Anytime you are playing the devil's advocate, you are causing strife. He is the devil, remember? Can I preach in here? It's okay. Hey. Proverbs 29 and 22 says, an angry man stirreth up strife. So the person that's stirring up strife is really angry. Angry at their own lives. And causing strife because of it. And a furious man aboundeth in what? Transgression. Can I keep going in here? Y'all all right? Bad spirit. Contention. The only thing you ought to be fighting in here is the devil. We don't fight humans. And let me tell you something the Lord told me. Told me this. Spoke this to me. He told me, quit seeing people as the devil. When people are doing stuff, demonic stuff, stupid stuff, even if they're coming against you, don't label that a person. Label that the enemy working through a person. If you separate the two, there's hope for the person. If you keep them together, you might discount someone of value. Just because you're mad at them don't mean they're not valuable. Just because you're angry don't mean they're not valuable. And most of the time, you used to think they were valuable until you got offended. That's what Jesus did when Peter decided to rebuke him, grab him up and rebuke him. Jesus spoke to the devil. Because he knew this guy is going to be all right. He ain't all right now, but I ain't crushing him right now because he's going to be with me. And that's how we have to do. I'm not going to crush him. I'm not going to try to destroy him. That's the devil operating through him. So let me deal with the spirit behind it and preserve the person. Amen. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. Amen. Folks, just let me keep going. Contention is a heated disagreement. Now, why you got a heated disagreement with anybody in a church? Should always be cool in a church. No heated, fired disagreement in church. Amen. Or an assertion, especially one maintained in an argument. You won't move. No, that ain't right. I put my foot down. Go move it. Everybody else hands lifted up because it's in the middle of worship. I grew up one time and I saw a fight in church. I just knew they was going to fight their way to hell. I thought the ground was going to open up and swallow them up. Really? But that was just symbolic. There are people that are really fighting like that. But it's not physical. Got a real problem with somebody. Oh, I can't do her. Mm-mm. I see her coming. I got to go to the other side of church. I can't. Mm-mm. What? This is church. You mean you have a heated disagreement in front of the Lord? I can only imagine if somebody cut your boogie off in the grocery aisle, you probably throwing cereal boxes and everything. Girl, come here. Uh-uh. You about to catch these hands. You a Christian? Throwing boxes of cream of wheat and oats. Get out the cereal aisle. Oh, don't make me come out myself. Come out of yourself. You mean come out of Christ? That's what you mean. It's a devil. A person that enjoys arguments, disagreements, and contention has an internal issue. Something wrong with them. They are usually disappointed in themselves and desire notoriety, approval, or validation from winning a debate or seeing others humiliated and humbled. That's why you've never seen your pastor on no debate. That's arrogance. That's prideful. For me to get on a platform so I can show my stuff and debate somebody and, ooh, boy, G. Craig got him. For me to do that, oh, I'm feeding something inside of me. That's not doing the kingdom any good because both sides are watching. So the sides is going to go with the one they already with. If you want me to talk, there can't nobody else be there. Ask me questions, I'll answer them. I'm not debating them. Well, Stephen debated that. No, he didn't. Stephen didn't debate. You think they was going to say anything? The Bible said they was at such a loss for words, they covered their ears up, started screaming, and then threw stones at it. Stephen went up. They went questioning what Stephen was saying. No, when it's right, it's just right. There's no need of a debate. Amen. I ain't getting up the corner, street corner to talk to no Hebrew Israelites. First of all, I have a job. It's around 1 p.m. I got somewhere to be, bro. I can't be out here. Amen. I take care of my kids. But they're disappointed in themselves. They desire notoriety, approval, and validation from winning a debate or seeing others humiliated and humble. They prefer to have their own humbling experiences privately, but desire to publicly humiliate others. The opinions of others shape and mold their opinion of themselves. Proverbs 26 and 21 says, as coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife, stir up mess. Summary. Y'all still here? Y'all good? Amen. All right. When an argument is heated, it's usually not just about the subject at hand. Folks don't pull out a gun and shoot somebody because they took their parking space. Folk don't pull out a gun and shoot them because they cut them off on the road. That's a car in a road. They made you a minute late. until you got out and started arguing. And you could have been on time. Why do people get that upset? I mean, grab a gun and kill. Why? It's not about the subject at hand. There are usually other personal issues involved that cause people to continue to disagree vehemently with one another. This is why the Bible tells us to settle our disputes, how? Peaceably, with consideration for who? The Bible always tells you, consider the other person. Why is that? Because you don't know what is going on with that other. You know what's going on with you, but you don't know what's going on with that other person. And in 2026, you hear my voice just had to change. 26, you better be careful. You better start using godly methods. Amen. Because if the hood rise up in you, the hood is waiting for you. In 2026, these folks own drugs, got side effects and vaccine boosters, and they got all kind of EMF controlled. You messing with robots sometimes. You done got out trying to reach back into your upbringing. See, we didn't let nobody talk to us like that. These new folks are different. Amen. I'm walking in godly love, joy, peace, and long suffering. Amen. Gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness, and temperance. I told y'all that story when them dudes was leaning up against my car. Like it was theirs. And I walked out there, and I was packing. I still didn't want no smoke. Hey, how y'all doing? We good? Yeah. It's a car. I lean with y'all. Shoot, scoot over. Scoot over, Willie Joe. Let me lean. Shoot. We all just lean. I hang out for a little bit. All right, y'all, I kind of got to go. I mean, if y'all ready for me to. Shoot, man. I don't know. He's like, no disrespect, man, no. I was like, okay, good. You know, my heart was like, yes, Lord. Because I just go back in, come back out later. Man, the YNs? That's enough, that's next level, ain't it? It's next level, they ain't raised with nothing. They're not raised with fear, respect, nothing. It's like I could die right now and it wouldn't matter to anybody. That's the way they think. So I'm being cool, Izzy. Cool. All right. Shoot. Y'all, boy, y'all can. No, they gonna respect me. Okay, if you need that respect. I got respect at home, so outside of home, I don't care. They ain't gotta respect me. Let me stay alive. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. But there are usually other personal issues involved. This is why the Bible tells us to settle our disputes peaceably, always considering the other person. We are all brethren, and we will not always agree. Anybody in here ever disagreed? I done disagreed with some of y'all. We aren't going to always agree, but we should all strive to love one another and respect each other's disposition. So I know where you came from, bruh, and you know this is the way I'd handle stuff. Bro, I know where you came from. I get it. I know this ain't it. This ain't that situation. Try to take you away from that. This is not that situation. Examining ourselves and learning where our own contention comes from will help us understand what we need to do to change this. We cannot harbor ill feelings, self-hatred, and scorn without it coming out and harming others. You hear that? We must allow God to deal with us and correct these issues before we become outcast and avoided by our fellow brothers and sisters. Amen? Proverbs 19 and 21, smite a scorner, slap him. No, that ain't what it means. Be wanting to. Smite him, call it out. That's what it means. Call it out like I just did. And the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding. This is what I love. And he will understand knowledge. Everyone stand to your feet. Things can happen to us that give us a bad spirit, bad disposition. Things can change. Things were going so good and then something happened. You know what that usually is? The devil figured you out. He figured something out. Things were going great. All was well. And now there is an issue. That means the devil walked about as a roaring lion. Figured something out. Now you feel a way. Now it's just, and he's trying to get this bad spirit on you. But we're going to believe God right now for him to remove any of these things I just named. Some of them may date back to childhood. I'm going to tell you something I just learned talking to Will Ford the other day. And they've got research that shows that some stuff in your DNA comes from slavery. Encoded in your DNA. Stuff can just keep going until somebody stops it. So I want to pray with you today against any bad spirit. And we're going to believe that God lifts this, whatever it is, feelings, whatever, off of you. So just come on up and we're going to believe this. It may be towards your mother, your father, your cousin, your uncle, your boss, employees, husband, wife, children. I used to love that show that used to come on called Lie to Me. Years ago, y'all too young. Lie to Me. They were giving out too many secrets of the CIA, so they had to cancel the show. But they were showing how you spot all of these things I just talked about. Scorn, contention, strife. You can spot it by micro expressions. Facial inflections. You say a certain name or something, you'll have a facial inflection to show that you don't like that person. You know, that's contempt when you see that. I remember that one. But I used to have them all down, and I was using it like a playbook. And I'd be talking to somebody, be counseling them. I'm just... I'll try to spot how you really feel. But yeah, it's those things, they hinder us. They get buried in our being and they just begin to hinder us, bother us. And man, you're not supposed to be walking around carrying that. That's too heavy. We need to let that go. So I'm going to believe, God, that all bad spirits, everything I called out here, because all of these lead to sin. They all lead to sin. I read that scripture. Yeah. So over time, you'll begin to actually be harboring a sinful feeling towards somebody. Can't go to heaven. And I promise you, ain't nobody on earth worth me missing heaven over. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did. You're not taking my ticket on the heavenly charter. No, sir. You're not taking my seat on the train bound for glory. Amen. So everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you, God, for loving us and caring about us so much that you allow messages to just call it out so we can do work. because we want to be pleasing to you. So, Father God, right now, I come against and speak against and cast down every bad spirit. Every one of these spirits, Father God, that is trying to rest, reside, and find a place inside of these your people, include myself. Father God, we will not be a host for a bad spirit. So, Father God, go to the root cause, the root source, the root issue, whatever the enemy's trying to manipulate to put a feeling in us, whatever he's trying to use to put a bad spirit, bad emotion in us, whatever he's using as an open door for bad thoughts about other people, bad feelings, Father God, close it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we want good thoughts. We want your thoughts. We want to operate with a good spirit. We want to operate with the Holy Spirit, with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We want to operate in these fruits. So we cancel every bad spirit right now. I don't care how long it's been there. We will not be known for having a bad spirit. A bad spirit will not be synonymous with our reputation. Father God, we cancel the thought of that right now. We will operate under the power of your sweet Holy Spirit from this day forward. And Father, show us anything we need to repent for. God, anything we need to repent for. Any opening, any door, anything in our possession or in someone else's possession. Father God, anything that was done to us. Father God, things we may not even remember now. Show us so that we can put an end to the passage way of any bad spirit. And we will walk in goodness from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On your way to your seat, hug somebody and say, I don't have a bad spirit. Speak it. I don't have a bad spirit. I love you. I don't have a bad spirit. I want to do like the messy churches. Go to the person that you don't like and tell them, I'm good with you now. Go to them and tell them, we good now. That's so messy.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.